The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee says it will move Office of Personnel Management Acting Director Beth Cobert's nomination through as quickly as it can. The committee had a wide range of questions for Cobert, from the agency's massive cyber breaches to the improving of the federal hiring experience. More on that now from Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco.
The tone was a friendly one. Office of Personnel Management Acting Director Beth Cobert sailed through her nomination hearing with relative ease, but not without a warning that the agency needed to improve on its transparency and communication with Congress. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee had plenty of praise for Cobert. They thanked her for her service. One member called her a breath of fresh air compared to previous OPM leaders. And several members said they hoped to push her nomination through as quickly as possible. But members wanted Cobert's word that she would do more to accurately respond to the committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee when they asked for OPM information. The committee often gets thousands of documents unrelated to the topic that the committee asked about. The information they get back could have been found on a public website. Senator James Lankford.
The number of documents is not the key. It's the actual fulfilling the request. So I would hope when we talk about going through the process here on the nomination, that we can have the commitment that when we make a request, we're trying to do our job as well. And that's oversight. And we just want to be able to do our job. That involves our cooperation. So if we walk through the nomination process, I want to know that when we make a request, you can come back and tell us that's irrational. You're asking for too many things. Let's talk about it. But when we make a request, it's probably going to be related to we need to know to do some basic oversight. Can we have that commitment?
Senator, if confirmed, you have my commitment, and we will continue to work with you. I know we've had some great dialogues from my staff and with the staff here about how to prioritize requests. As we were trying to sort of gear up and scale up to be able to be responsive, one of the sets of dialogues we have was, what's most important to this committee? How can we try and get you those things first?
Cobert's nomination comes one day after House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz issued a subpoena for more documents related to the OPM cyber breaches. He says the committee asked for those documents five separate times since July. Cobert says she's been working with the House committee to get them the information they asked for. Here's Senate Committee Chairman Ron Johnson.
We're going to want to know more about that because, again, it is troubling that there's a the House Oversight Committee was forced to resort to a subpoena, which, from my standpoint, that's something I'm going to do as a very last resort.
Ranking Member Tom Carper urged Cobert set up a private meeting with Chaffetz and the House Ranking Member Elijah Cummings. And 2 days earlier, Senator David Vitter threatened to stall Cobert's nomination over a special exemption given to members of Congress and their staff based on an OPM rule that amended the Affordable Care Act. Vitter says he's asked for documents over 2 years ago, and he hasn't gotten them yet. Beth Cobert.
I understand there were some issues around that. I have not spent time understanding them, the specifics.
This will be a serious issue.
The rule in question came from OPM back in 2013. It's well before Cobert assumed the acting director's job at OPM in July. The committee also wanted to know how Cobert planned to rebuild its trust with federal employees and its own inspector general. It's all based on the aftermath of the two cyber breaches over the summer. OPM IG Patrick McFarland had called the agency's cybersecurity and IT modernization plans into question. Cobert says cybersecurity has and always will be one of her top priorities.
We've had an ongoing dialogue since I arrived at OPM. I, in fact, met with the inspector general my first day there to talk about his concerns, to understand them, and to figure out how to address them. We've also been in the process of looking again at the modernization plan in light of some of the changes. We looked at it again post the breach because we needed to understand what we learned from that context and how to incorporate it. We're going to be looking at it again in the context of the recent decision to stand up the NBIB and have the Department of Defense play the role they're playing in the IT support for that organization. So we are continuing to work that plan. We are continuing to have an ongoing dialogue with the Inspector General about it. And we are committed, and I'm committed, if confirmed, to continue to make sure that we have a thoughtful plan, we have a plan that will deliver results, and we'll have a plan that will deliver security, and that will be a smart use of the taxpayers' dollars.
Cybersecurity isn't the only thing on Cobert's to-do list. The committee asked about the agency's retirement claims backlog, security clearance backlog, and the struggles it's had in hiring and retaining new people to join government. Cobert with Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
There's a whole huge pile of talent out there. And if we are going to recruit that talent, we need to understand why people leave. Explain to me the process that you would recommend for an exit interview so that we would, in fact, better understand why are they leaving for more money? Are they leaving for more flexibility? Are they leaving because they're sick of the bureaucracy, because they have a problem with their supervisor, they can't get done what they need to get done? Why are people leaving after only 4 years in the federal system?
The questions you raise to be addressed in an exit interview are precisely the right ones. What is attracting people in? What made them decide to come? And how did we deliver on that expectation that we had?
The committee also wanted to know how Covert planned to rebuild the morale within OPM itself.
I am incredibly proud of the team at OPM and how the entire organization has actually pulled together in the face of the challenges coming out of the breaches. There's a whole part of the organization that is working on that, and at the same time, the rest of the organization has continued to deliver. They've taken things like the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, which is one of the things I will look to in this coming year to see how we're doing on our own morale, and gotten that information out to federal agencies a month earlier with a much richer set of tools in unlocktalent.gov so people can use that to manage. The team has really pulled together. We're going to continue to work on rebuilding confidence inside of OPM and outside of OPM by making sure our systems are secure, by making sure that we continue the progress we've made in strengthening those systems and working with our interagency partners, doing work around hiring. I think it is all about just doing the work every day, being disciplined, retaining our commitment on customer service, and moving forward.
Covert says she's been looking at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey to learn more about engagement within her own agency. In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.